Good morning. This is Pastor Howard, First Baptist Church of Homestead, with daily inspiration, a brief word of encouragement from God's Word. We all make mistakes. One of the signs of wisdom, however, is learning from one's mistakes. A good example of this is Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and the Bible says he was a good king. It appears he had one weakness. He did not always choose the best allies. We see this the first time when King Ahab invited him to join him in attacking the Syrians in 1 Kings 22. It was obvious that Ahab was not walking with the Lord or seeking God's will, and yet Jehoshaphat agreed to join forces with him, and he almost died as a result. Jehoshaphat should have learned his lesson. He should have learned that it's not wise for a believer to partner with someone who is actively rebelling against God. The worldly person does not conduct himself or herself in the same manner as the man or woman of God. This is why Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 6:14, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" Unfortunately, Jehoshaphat would go on to make that mistake a second time, this time joining forces with Ahab's son, Jehoram, in 2 Kings chapter 3. This time, his army became stuck in the wilderness without water for 7 days. They would have died, but Jehoshaphat sought the Lord, and God was merciful to him. And this is the good news of the story. Even if, like Jehoshaphat, we do not learn from a mistake, even when we make the same mistake twice, God wants us to call upon him, and he is merciful. So be careful not to bind yourself to non-believers in your relationships or in your business. But if you already have, God loves you. He still wants to guide you and bless you. So seek the Lord and trust him. He will help you. Thanks for listening. This weekend, I'd like to invite you to worship with us in person or online. Go to hopeforhomestead.com for more information. God bless you. Have a great weekend.